I would say, and it's set out in a different way. You might be able to read this better this time. But this is for, again, clear cell endometrioid, mucinous and serous tumours. This is the effect of smoking. Now, overall, we found that smoking didn't increase ovarian cancer risk overall, but there was this extraordinary heterogeneity by tumour subtype in that smoking seemed to reduce clear cell and endometrioid tumours, but significantly increased. These were significant, not hugely so, but they were significantly down. This was significantly up, mucinous tumours, and serous was not. And, I mean, the reasons for this are quite beyond, you know, it's really not at all clear what's going on. The only thing is, it is thought, there is a literature, as again I'm sure you know, suggesting that maybe these different histological types arise in different cells and they end up being on the ovary, but maybe their origin wasn't in the ovary, somewhere else in the abdomen. And we know that endometrial cancer is reduced, the risk is reduced in smokers, and endometrioid ovarian cancers are said to be like endometrial cancers and might have arisen from the endometrium. So this is one possible explanation, but again, it may be a post hoc thing. And why the mucinous is out here is really completely unclear. And when we looked at these borderline malignant, there was a huge increase of about 2 for borderline malignant mucinous tumours. There aren't so many endometrioid or clear cell borderline tumours. Now, why this is, I don't know, but it is. Again, you might just find that interesting. And interesting, too, that it's just simple histology. It's not some very sophisticated molecular test. It's just what people see down the microscope.